Back here at 1400 ESPN tonight, nine-inning matchup as Jamestown taking on Valley City. Post 60 coming to town, and Coach Justin Connell from Post 14 joining us. How's it going, Coach?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. Looking like a happy part of the end of the season.
Boy, we are. We're down to our last regular season game here with Post 60, and then, of course, the Southwest Regional in Jamestown next week. And I guess the first question, Coach, as you head in, you already know you're the number one seed. That's pretty set in stone. But you look at the other four teams battling, shows a little parity in this Southwest region, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was a little concerned about how the region started off. But after seeing some of these teams put some things together here towards the end of the season, you know, it's going to be whoever plays their best baseball. And, you know, we can't underestimate anybody. And that was obvious with that Bismarck team we saw on the rep. So we're going to come in, look to, play hard and win our first two to make that state tournament.
And how about, having it in your backyard? I think we've talked about this before, having it at Jack Brown. So obviously the kids can sleep in their own beds, and that goes a long way. How about having it in your own backyard? That's got to be a plus for you guys.
It always is big, because we can get in our normal rhythm that we do before a home game. Obviously, you get to sleep in your own bed, but just that comfortability with the style of hops you get, the pace of play, and then the type of play that you're going to get as far as fly balls and ground. It's a definite advantage, and it helps out.
Well, you look at these this section too, Coach, with the two teams out of Bismarck and then Mandan and Washburn. And Washburn is a kind of an interesting club, because I think a lot of teams thought they were going to be right there. They struggle a little bit in Legion, but do you put aside that old adage, put aside the records, because you know that if you don't come play good baseball here over the next 3 days, you're not going to be going to Williston in a week.
Absolutely. You've seen it before, throughout history, especially if they're kids, man. I mean, kids show up one day and they want to do it and they get it done, and you can have the best team in the state and they can show up and lose to an eight seed or whoever. So, I mean, like you said, it's the guy on the mound giving you good innings and then taking good at bats at the plate.
And you talk about the guys on the mound, and I've seen three of them. I know you've used a lot of pitchers this year, but you've got kind of your main three that have logged the most innings in Ryder and Aaron, and also with Dawson, and just those three, and then everybody. Do you feel you like the way your pitching lines up as you head in here to the postseason?
I do. We've been trying to figure out the right combination of guys. We found some different things out in some different teams, so I don't really want to give anybody the same person, but, if it worked the first time, we could try to see if it works the second. And so Coach Lunsman and I are going to definitely put some ideas together on paper and see what we can put together.
Well, we've talked about the pitching and offense a lot this year, Coach. We haven't really talked about the defense. It seems like your defense is pretty solid, isn't it?
I think so. We've had, throughout that infield, we have three-year starters. That definitely helps as far as leadership. Our outfield, we've got a couple, and Drew Murray and Aaron Clevin. They're kind of first one-and-a-half-year guys, but still they've got the maturity through other sports and some of their athleticism that they're fine doing what they need to do. And then we've got a nice little battle in right field between Jeremy Williams and Cole Kratz, where, either one of those guys, they just keep playing hard, wanting the position. So I'm really excited with what our defense is doing. We've got good arms, and we've got some poised defenders.
Final question for you, Justin, tonight. Valley City coming in, of course, 30 miles apart, 35 miles apart, always a big matchup when Post 60 comes to town. A little different. Now this year, it's not as different because you're both Class A. So with the Valley City coming in, this should be a fun night tonight for the guys.
I think so. We get a chance to throw a few pitchers at them. Hopefully we get to see some of their guys too. There's a couple guys on their staff that I'd like to see. Before, you head into a state tournament, just in case either one of us are there. But it's always fun playing Valley City. Some of these guys know each other, so it's good to get them together and kind of competing against each other again.
All right. Well, Coach, I appreciate the time, and we'll see you tonight, and good luck here on Thursday.
All right. Thanks again for having me.
You bet, Coach. Coach Justin Connell joining us from the Jamestown Post 16. We'll be back with more of our pregame show from Jack Brown Stadium in 2 minutes. You're listening to American Legion Baseball on 1400 ESPN.